all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It is going to be Oklahoma's ball to start this second quarter as Mount Home is up 9-7 up on the flame. Here is Naisha Hogan. Throws up top to Garner.
Mount Home 4-for-13 from the field, only 1-from-6 from three. That's not. No bueno.
Naisha Hogan putting up the three in the left corner. It bounces around and falls in.
The ball went all the way to the top. Almost hit the top of the shot clock. Fell right back down.
Very close. So it is another lead change as Oklahoma's up 10-9. Back the other way, Anderson puts up the three to answer. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Garner.
And that's the shot you want. When you're struggling on offense, you don't want one shot and then throw it up. Lakin's been able to hit some shots, but that's a little quick in the shot clock.
Nakia Hogan, she's going to try a three of her own, and she gets it. So both the Hogan girls with back-to-back threes, and it, all of a sudden it's a two-possession lead for the Flame. 13-9 our score. 50 seconds into this second quarter. Here is Fonsis going up just underneath the basket. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the line for a pair.
Yeah, good pass right there. A little high post, low post as Livy was able to catch the ball. Good pass by Lakin. Lakin Moore to hit Livy.
That's Naisha Hogan's second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second quarter against the Flame. So Fonsis shooting Matt Thomas' first free throws of the night. First shot won't go. Jaylee Yonkers coming back in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Lakin Anderson.
Jaylee's got to be smart here. She's a smart basketball player. She knows she got two fouls. Can't pick up a cheap third one.
Fossett's second free throw bounces around, falls out. She misses both, and the rebound's controlled by Linder. Linder still looks like hobbling a little bit from that early injury. Here is Garner with it on the left side. She's going to dribble into the lane. Gives it out to Naisha Hogan. Now near the top to Sanders. She's going to put up the three-pointer, and she gets it.
They're hot from behind the arc right now.
No kidding. Mel Sanders with her first 3 points. 16-9 all of a sudden. Oklahoma's up. Here is Yonkers throwing out to Moore. Up top to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to dribble into lane. Gives it to Yonkers on the low block. She'll be fouled from behind as she goes up, and she's going to head to the line. I think Naisha Hogan just picked up her third.
Really? That's big for the Bombers.
Yep. Second team foul against the Flame here in the second quarter. Jay Yonkers' first free throw goes in.
Anna McCarn is subbing in for Whitten Coleman.
And for Oklahoma, did they bring in a sub?
No, they didn't.
Okay, it's just someone talking to the coach. Okay. So Yonkers with one more free throw to shoot. And she gets both. Her first 2 points of the night. Back to a two-possession game. 16-11, our score. A little over 6.5 left in the first half.
Need to go on a little run. Lady Bombers are good about going on some runs. Need a couple stops in a row. Go down, hit some shots, and let's get a lead and start stretching this thing out.
Sanders with it on the right side. She'll give it up top to Nakia Hogan. Nakia Hogan dribbles toward the right side. Thought about the three. Now she's going to give it to Garner there on the right wing. Back to Nakia Hogan. She has the ball knocked away and stolen by Yonkers.
Nice steal there by Jayla.
Go ahead.
I was going to say she dug in really nice right there, but then she turns it over on the other end.
Yeah, double dribble call there against Yonkers with 6:01 left in the half. So the Flame will get it back leading by 5. Garner walks the ball into the front court for Oklahoma. Mantel once again in a man-to-man. Garner will give it on the left side to Linder. Now up top it goes to Nakia Hogan. She dribbles the left elbow over to Linder on the right wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and she gets it. 4 threes in this quarter for Oklahoma, 5 overall.
Step back three.
More with it. She's going to pull up for the jumper near the right elbow. Good. Making more with seven on the night. 19-13, Oklahoma up. 5:28 left in the first half.
Yeah, that starts with stops. Starts on the defensive end. Our energy right now is not very good, Matt, on the defensive side of the ball.
Garner with it. She's going to give it to Lindor. Lindor, that is, here is Garner back once again with it. She tries to throw it down to Hayes. She is able to control it. Gives it to Sanders on the left side. Now up top to Nakia Hogan. Seven seconds left on the shot clock. She's going to try another three-pointer. Well, this one won't go, but Sanders gets the offensive rebound. Tries to throw it down to Linder, but the pass is knocked away and stolen by Yonkers. Sarah Williams will check in for Mount Tom with the next available time. Ball goes down to McCarron on the low block. She'll kick it back out to Moore up top to Yonkers. Over to Mitchell near the right corner. She drills towards the low block. Yep. Now gives it to Lafasis in the lane for the jumper off the glass and in.
Good job, Brooklyn, being patient as she got it down in there. Kind of stayed patient, let everything clear out, and Livy was able to put the ball in.
And it looks like Oklahoma's going to take a timeout. So we'll break with 4:28. Let's play in the first half. It is Oklahoma leading Mountain Home 19-15. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Back at Bulldog Arena here at Springdale High School as Mount Home is trailing Oklahoma in their first game in the Red Dog Invitational, 19-15, less than 4.5 left in the first half. Here is Linder with it, gives it to Nakia Hogan.
A good 4-minute finish here for the Lady Bombers. Let's get a lead and stretch this thing out to six or so by half.
Linder with it. She'll give it to Hay on the left side. Hay dribbles towards the paint, pulls up for the jumper just outside the lane. It misses everything, and the ball goes out of bounds. Mount Home will get it back with 4:02 left in the half. By the way, Sarah Williams and Aston Ferris both checked in during the timeout. Williams, a 5'9 senior, and Ferris, a 5'7 senior. Here is Yonkers with it. He dribbles it off Nakia Hogan's left leg, but gets it back. Ball goes down to Williams in the left corner. Her three-pointer in and out. Offensive rebound for McCarron. And she has the ball knocked away, though, and now there's a fight for it. And ball still being fought for. And finally comes it to Fosters, who gets it to Yonkers.
Libby Fosters comes out of the bottom of the pile with it.
My goodness. Ferris with it. She will give it to Fosters, to McCarron, in the underneath the basket for the layup. That's how you do teamwork.
That is. Got something going on over here. Ball like went out of bounds, trying to get to the official here.
This is going to be a turnover against Oklahoma. Mount Tom's going to get it back.
Alonzo, I didn't see what happened, did you?
I didn't know. I missed it. I was actually looking down my scorebook. It's going, but oh, she went over the line when she threw it in. Okay. So Mount Tom gets back. 3:26 left. Here's Yonkers for the three for the lead.
Let's go.
Jayla Yonkers with five on the night. We've got our fourth lead change. Mount Tom's up 20-19.
Told you, Matt. Felt the run coming. These Lady Bombers are all about some runs. I think we're going to finish this half pretty strong run.
Right now it's a 7-0 run as Garner misses the layup and Mount Tom gets a rebound. Yonkers quickly into the front court. Puts up the jumper in the lane. Yep. Good!
Don't let Jayla get hot.
And now another stoppage of play.
Yeah. Got some blood or something?
I guess so. Well,
yeah, she's hurting down here. They're checking on 30, I think. She's kind of got her arm a little.
Okay, well, it was, although it was Hay that checked out, and as she, I think, was it Sanders that came back in?
Yeah, 50.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Sanders inbounds it to Nakia Hogan. Back to Sanders. Mount Tom going with a full court press, but Sanders does get it across the timeline, and then she's fouled from behind. Aston Ferris picks up her first personal foul. First team foul gets the Lady Bombers here in the second quarter. 2:51 left to play in the half. Inbound pass will be thrown into Kloss. Down to Sanders on the low block. She puts up the layup. Won't go. And the rebound
she's
controlled by
it overhead. Great job, Libby Fosness. And then turnover.
Yeah, McCarron threw it right to try to throw it out. And And the Cuyahoga stepped into the lane, but she missed the three, and Mount Tom got the rebound. Fairscore put up the three on the right side, no good. And the rebound is chased down by Nakia Hogan. She's quickly into the front court. She's going to dribble into the lane. Going up for the reverse layup. Good. Whoa. What a move.
Yeah, kind of threw it up over the top of her head. Little reverse layup.
22-21 Mountain Home up with 2:14 left to play in the half. McCartan has the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Oklahoma. Mountain Home will inbound it with 2:10 left in the half. Lake Moore checks back in, replacing Livy Fosses. And for Oklahoma, it is going to be Jenna Hay coming back in as Caroline Garner will take a seat. Inbound pass goes up top to Williams. Over to Moore on the left side. Now she'll drill between the circles. Goes over toward the left side, gives it there to Ferris. Ferris dribbles up toward the top, has the ball knocked away, and stolen by Hay. Hay is quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. Good. Jenna Hay with her first 2 points of the night. It's another lead change. Fifth one of the night as Oklahoma's up 23-22. The three-pointer back on the other end won't go. Ferris gets off and rebound, and then she's tied up. It will be Mount Holmes' ball in the possession arrow. Megan Anderson coming back in for the Lady Bombers as Schiller plays Hassan Ferris. And Caroline Garner comes back in for the Flame as Nakia Hogan takes a seat. Also, Brooklyn Mitchell will check in as Sarah Williams comes out. 1:44 left to play in the half. It is a one-point Oklahoma lead. Yonkers inbounds it to McCard. Ooh, got close to that sideline. Ball goes up top to Anderson. Anderson drills into lane. Goes in from the lamp shot. Was knocked away by Garner, and it goes out of bounds. Mount Tom will inbound once again with 1:37 left in the half. 26 left on the shot clock. Yonkers will inbound it to McCarron on the right side. Gives it back to Yonkers. Yonkers gives it to Moore in the lane. She puts up the turnaround layup. It won't go, but draws contact, and so she's going to go to the line. They're going to get... Wait, they called that on Sanders?
Two. They got number two.
No, they gave it to Sanders.
Okay, never mind.
I thought it was Kloss, who was actually number five. But they gave it to Sanders, her first personal foul. Team foul number three against the Flame. Lakin Moore's first free throw is up and in. And so we've got our second tie of the night. Let's see if we can get our sixth lead change.
And final lead change, hopefully.
Yeah. Moore's second free throw. She gets both. She has nine on the night. Now to him up 24-23. Minute and a half left in the first half. Here's Lindor, met by a double team. Throws it into the front court to Garner. Garner has it on the left wing. Gives it down to Hay, who gets the layup good. That's a good way to break the press.
Yeah, just a straight passing, breaking the press right through it.
Jenna Hay with four on the night. So that was our seventh lead change. Sorry, Brad. Here is Moore with it. She's going to put up the jumper. Good. She's in double figures with 11. And we've got eight lead changes. And now now turnover against Oklahoma as the pass goes wide of, that pass was intended for, but it was a little bit out of her reach. Jayla Yonkers takes a seat as Wynton Coleman comes back in.
Don't want to get Jayla's third foul here at the last little bit.
No, you don't. Less than a minute, let's play in the half. Mount Tom with the ball up by a point. Mitchell throws it to McCarn in the lane. She puts up the layup. She'll be fouled on the layup. It wouldn't go. So she's going to the line for a pair with 49.2 left in the half. They're going to give that one to Jenna Hay. Her first personal foul. Last foul that Oklahoma has to give this half. So Anna McCarn going to the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up. No good.
Brooklyn's had some really good passes down low. Both our bigs got fouled. And then finally Anna makes the free throw to get Brooklyn that assist.
Yep. She gets one of two. She has three on the night. 27-25, Lady Bombers up. Here is Sanders trying to break away from a double team. Has the ball knocked away.
10.
Lindor picks
10.
It up.
Ooh, very close.
Gives it back to Sanders. Sanders will get it into the front court. He gives it to Garner. Garner finds Hay in the lane for the layup all by herself. Good.
Backside defense not very good from Mountain Home. Witten did a good job stopping the ball. Nobody was on that backside.
Third tie of the night. Shot clock is off. Mountain Home can't hold for the last shot of the period. We're knotted up at 27. Mitchell with it. Gives it to Anderson on the right side. Back to Mitchell. Down to 13. Mitchell dribbles into the lane. Has the ball knocked away and stolen by Linder. Linder gives it to Kloss. Kloss thought about three. Instead, she's going to give it to Linder. Down to two. Linder's going to put up the shot to beat the buzzer, misses everything, and we've come to the end of the first half.
Yeah, not one coach is going to be happy with this. Coach Linder just sitting on the bench letting his team go to the locker room.
So we have come to the end of the first half. We will start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. It is Mountain Home in Oklahoma, knotted up at 27. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New consignment shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Hey,